Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, this is J. Stu, and once again, I'm here with our good friend Jeff at Sketchbook Comics, and we're going to talk about some comics right now. Hey, Jeff.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great.
So, we never really talked to you about this, but are you looking forward to Free Comic Book Day?
Always. I love Free Comic Book Day. Yeah, it's super exciting. We've already got the books here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I've read a couple of them already, including the Futures End one, which is very cool.
Nice.
Yeah, I love Free Comic Book Day. I always have.
I'm a big fan as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. We've always got stuff going on. You know, we always do sales and stuff, and we try and make sure that people can get more than one book apiece for the free stuff and try and get into as many people's hands as possible.
Cool. That's just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming up fast.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. So, speaking of comic book events, we've had a lot of big comic book deaths over the years. Superman, Green Arrow, Green Lantern. Archie's about to die.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with that.
It looks like he got shot, too, in the pictures.
Yeah. I guess it's part of that whole alternate future they've got going on where he's married. And
yeah.
It's kind of a weird story to do, but I guess we'll see what they do with it. I thought Afterlife with Archie was kind of going to be silly, but it was awesome. So,
yeah, when
the death of Archie could be fantastic.
Yeah, when I first read he was going to die, I thought it was going to be in the Afterlife with Archie book.
That's kind of what I assumed when I first saw it, too.
Yeah.
But, no, it's in the alternate future type stuff that they do, so.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting to see. Maybe they're doing a third future where Archie's dead. I don't know.
Well, it's coming out in July, so.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll check it out and see how it is. But,
yeah.
Like I said, they knocked it out of the park with Afterlife with Archie, so Death of Archie could be the book of the year. Who knows?
Oh, maybe. You seem pretty excited about the new Suicide Squad.
I am. Anytime you put Deathstroke in a book, it makes me happy. Unless Rob Liefeld's writing and drawing it, in which case I'm much, much less into it. Yeah, and everything I've read from, like, comments that the artist has made and things, my favorite character from the Suicide Squad, which is Deadshot, is still in the book, so I'm excited about it. Black Manta, I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it looks like Harley as well.
Yeah, as far as I know, Harley's staying, and it'll be interesting to see what they do, because it looks like I think Waller still plays a part in it, but it doesn't look like she has anything to do with Argus anymore, so it'll be interesting to see if they can constantly rotate the teams like they used to, where they'd always have the extra people in, but we'll have to see what happens.
Definitely. And I guess around the same time, we're going to get a Teen Titans relaunch as well?
Yeah, the relaunch in Titans with pretty much the same team they had before. No Superboy, obviously, because it's the evil Superboy now, but it's Bunker and Wonder Girl and Red Robin, and then they brought in Raven and Beast Boy.
Oh, yeah.
So
Will Pfeiffer writing it?
And Will Pfeiffer's writing it, which is far, far more exciting to me than Lobdell writing it.
Oh, yeah. That is good news.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of stuff that may or may not have excited you this week, Avengers Undercover?
Avengers Undercover was fantastic. It really went in a different direction than I was expecting it to. I thought it was just going to be a generic, you know, the heroes go undercover with the bad guys, and one of them eventually turns bad. But it wasn't. They end up in this city of supervillains, and they're at a bar trying to get Bloodstone back, I believe it is, and they just all kind of get seduced by these nice guy bad guys, and they just kind of go off into their own little cliques, and most of them don't want to leave. So I was like, this is a very cool twist on this book. It wasn't what I was expecting at all. I really enjoyed it.
Cool. And you were telling me that the new Deadpool was terrible?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of hype for nothing?
A lot of hype for nothing. Like I said to you earlier, I don't recognize the character. She may be an existing character that he marries, but she wasn't anybody I knew. So, I thought it was a bit of a weak book.
Okay.
A really good one, though, that came out this week was Flash Gordon.
Oh, you were saying.
Can't say that I've ever read or watched Flash Gordon before. I can't say I've seen a movie, TV show, nothing. But I really enjoyed it. Doc Shaner's art on it is really good, and it was very good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, cool. Anything else you read this last week?
Batman Eternal was very good. A little bit less focus on Batman and more on Gotham in general and setting up the Commissioner Gordon storyline, but I dug it a lot.
Oh, cool.
Iron Fist Living Weapon was pretty good. It's one of those books you kind of wait and see where it goes with the second issue. Kind of annoyed me a little that they went back to his origin again. They do it every time. But yeah, those were the books with Flash Gordon and Avengers Undercover that I really dug.
That's cool. And what about stuff coming out this week? What can you recommend? What are you looking forward to?
There's a ton of stuff coming out this week.
Yeah.
A ton of Batman stuff. The Hunt for Robin continues in Batman and Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. Batman 30 for 0 Year comes out. Batman Eternal 2 obviously comes out, continues the weekly book. Mm-hmm. Deadpool Carnage 2 comes out. Harley 5 comes out. Hulk number 1 comes out, which is the Who Shot the Hulk storyline that Wade is doing with that.
Oh, okay.
Could be interesting. I really liked his Hulk in the beginning when it came out most recently, I guess, before the next week. But we'll see what happens with this one. Justice League 29 comes out this week, which will be interesting to see how that ties into Forever Evil with 7.
Yeah.
Pushed back as far as it has been. Superior 31 comes out, ending that book. And probably the thing I'm most excited for this week is Sinestro number 1.
I was going to ask you about that. It looks interesting.
I'm really, really psyched about that. I was never a Sinestro fan growing up, and Geoff Johns made me a Sinestro fan.
Yeah.
Gave him a much cooler costume, for starters.
But
yeah, everything that he did with him in the Green Lantern book and in Green Lantern Rebirth, fantastic character. I'm super excited about his solo book.
Yeah, Dale Eaglesham's doing the art, and he's pretty awesome.
He is. Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Cool. What other villain do you think could carry a book?
Black Adam.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Black Adam is probably I'd lose my mind if he had his own book. He had his limited series, I don't know what, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, around the time of 52, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after it, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I loved it. I've reread that thing probably 5 or 6 times. But if they gave him his own book, I'd be super happy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Great character.
Yeah.
Geoff Johns started writing him a few years ago.
Exactly. Captain Cold is one that right now I think could probably handle it. And maybe Black Manta even.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
He's badass in Forever Evil.
Yeah, and he's been such a cool character that, yeah, give him his own book for a while. Give him a limited series, see how it goes.
I'd buy that.
Absolutely.
Cool. Once again, we appreciate you talking to us, man.
Anytime.
And get your butts down here to Sketchbook Comics. It's a great store, and you should be shopping here.
Yeah, so, check us out on Facebook, too.
Definitely. All right, man. We'll see you next time.
See you later.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.